Hello, everyone. You're listening to Creation Lightship Healing on Saturday night, November 17th, 2012, on BBS Radio Station 2. Ron Amatron is our host and the ambassador to the Creation Lightship, another name for Source Energy. Tonight, Ron will escort us to the Creation Lightship, where we will locate into specialized healing areas. We will also be discussing the alien barcode removals that Ron offers on his website, creationlightship.com. So, good evening, Ron.
Hi, everybody. So, let's do an emotional clearing. So, everybody, think of an issue that you may have had maybe during the week. Hopefully, you haven't had anything, but things tend to creep in. So, if you have one, think of it now. That one particular situation or that one person that pushed your buttons, and think of that, and I'll clear it. I'll count to five to do so. And here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. That should be released from you, that one particular situation of the trauma, the anxiety, whatever he got into, anger. And you should feel a little better. If you want to bring up the light beam, just scroll down on the BBS page. Or if you're on the website, creationlightship.com, you can get the light beam there too. But you're probably on the BBS page, so just scroll down. This is our page on BBS, so it'll be, BBS.com. I think it's /creationlightship. And just bring up the light beam. We'll put some peace energy in there for you. And here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, you should be seeing the light beam change. Almost always when I do this at the expos, the pictures actually that we're activating at the time do become more vivid and three-dimensional. And this should be happening for you right now before your eyes. So here we go, a little more energy. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, stronger, and stronger. And if you wish to get a glass of water, once you get that in the next few minutes here, and we'll energize that for the peaceful, restful, sleeping water for everybody. And we'll be going to the light ship probably in about 20 minutes here, about half past the hour. So just kind of enjoy the show, and we will do your water charging probably in about 2 minutes. So back to you, Kathy. Any questions out there that we've received?
Thanks, Ron, for the healing. That felt great. I'm not seeing particular questions about anything other than requests for. Looks like people are anticipating going up to the light ship. Got several requests here, and for now, that's all. I do want to announce, though, that those of you who are just arriving to the program, please do check the fast chat for the posting. There's frequently posted phone numbers. You can listen in phone number or call in phone number. We just ask that you call in either before or after the program. And I mean, not the program, but the lightship visit, if you would. And Ron, we did get one question on clsquestions@yahoo.com. And by the way, everyone, please continue to send your brief questions there for Ron. And the co-host will read them to Ron on the program if you indicate which program you're listening to. And your testimonials are also welcome there as well. So, Ron, there's a person who wrote, who I think is doing some planning ahead for December. It's Anima, and he wants to know what specific day in December is the best to take off from work, given all that's going on in December.
Well, I think it's the 21st is the big day. I don't know. I don't have a calendar in front of me, so you might just see what day that would be. But people are already being switched out now, so that's the sad thing. So if you start looking at people and they just don't seem to relate, and this could even be somebody maybe who you're connected with, marriage or whatever, living with, or your neighbor or boss or something, if they look a little different, they probably already got what the aliens are going to do, you know, on the 21st. So it's kind of disconcerting of what's happening. I had a call this morning from a gentleman, and he was talking about the clouds that he is seeing in his country across the globe, we'll say. And his clouds are clouds that have stripes in them, like a zebra. So we'll see if anybody out there is seeing these newer clouds. What I think is happening is that the energy was just really intense the last couple of months. And basically the energies are trying to come in to take people away. And I've been, you know, very, very busy myself, working on many, many timelines trying to get the things from happening. It's interesting reading through a book, which I'll mention, made by Sean David Morton, Sands of Days. I got the book from him, I don't know, I think it was in February. I haven't had a chance to look at it. Maybe it was even a year ago. But I got it, and finally we're looking at it. They're talking about stuff happening around that same time. So it's quite interesting to see things going on. And they see it as another alien invasion at that point, I believe. But it's kind of interesting talking about what was actually happening here. An alien, say, basically a battle in Dulce, New Mexico, where they had to go underground and get rid of a bunch of aliens and stuff. And that was around the time I can't exactly remember, but I believe Reagan was the president then. So anyway, it's supposed to be a lot of true information with different names of people. So if you're interested, that book is kind of interesting. For me, it was I was probably in most of these areas that he's talking about by locating. So it was like almost a story of what I was doing way back when and even now. But anyway, they've been talking about stuff happening. So what we have here is problems. That's why we're going to be talking about the different barcodes tonight, so that you can get these things off of you, so you will have a better chance of not going sideways to a darkness universe. So, back to you, Kathy.
Oh, thank you for mentioning that book, Ron. Someone posted in the fast chat that it's called Sands of Days. Can you also say the author's name again, please?
Is it Day, Sands of Days, or Sands of Time? I think it's Time. But okay. Anyway, it's Sean David Morton.
Sands
He's on the
Time.
State Universe panel. He hosts it all the time back in New York, and if they do anything in L.A., I'm normally on those panels with him. But it's quite interesting about what happened and the storyline on it. So...
Wow. So you're saying that it's been happening. The 2012 Ascension plan's already been happening, and it's just getting more and more. It's just getting more thicker and intense. And now you've got someone calling you in the middle of the night with reports of really weird clouds.
Yeah,
wow.
And there's a lot going on right now. So
that's just
dealing with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, well, that's amazing.
Yeah,
so
we can do the water right now, I guess, before we get a little sidetracked here, which happens all the time. So here we go. For this show, we need a longer show. So let's do the water for everybody. Hold your glass of water in your hand, and we'll energize it. And we're going to bring in the peaceful, sleepful, restful drinking water. So here we go. So one... Two, and I feel your hands buzzing. The light beam is up on your screen. That's nice to have up too. And here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. You want to wait about 30 seconds, and then it'll be activated. It's almost done. So, let's see. Anybody out there have any strange situations? We can continue on with our paranormal Friday show on Sunday, I mean on Saturday here, and go to the light ship in about 15 here. So we'll see if we can get a caller, or maybe somebody could type something in that's kind of strange. And like I said, if you start seeing people that just, you know, they look like they're human, but they're not, they don't have any real energy on their body, that's the best way to tell. If you are kind of wondering what it's like, and you this is like one of your first shows, and you're not really psychic, and you don't know if what's what by looking at somebody, what I suggest doing, which could help you, is to take your hand. You know, you have two hands, left and right, and unless you have three, that would be better yet, I think, but we all have two, especially if you have one coming out of your chest to hold things. That'd be great. But anyway, here we go. To take your palm chakra, and with your finger on your other hand, your index finger, kind of tap at it maybe about 10 times. That kind of wakens that palm chakra up. And you're kind of telling your body you want to use it to sense something. This is what you have to do. So do both hands this way here. Kind of like tap your palm chakras. And then what you may want to do is get an animal. Because normally dogs and cats aren't going to be as cloned as much as people. And or even a tree. And put your hand in front of that. And you're going to feel as you move your hand away from the object. And I'm not saying have it an inch away. But some people think that to be right on top of something. But, you know, be maybe a foot or two away. Because you don't want to actually feel the temperature of whatever you're sampling. Because you're going to want to move your hand from left to right. And you're going to notice that all of a sudden you're going to pick up a presence of something there. And like for a tree, for instance, it's just going to be where the trunk is, we'll say, if you're doing it to a tree itself. With the dog or cat, you're going to feel it, you know, their energy on top of their body. This is their auric field, basically, that you're sampling and feeling that presence energy of their life force. And now you know how to sample people. So just go up and kind of, you know, mysteriously, we'll say, undercover, you know, kind of put your hand out like you're doing, like, the stop for somebody to stop as they're coming towards you. And you can feel the energy of people that way. And you can feel that, I can sense it probably maybe 100 feet away if the people are real or not. But, you know, as you get more used to doing this, it's pretty easy. But to mainly have the ability to sample maybe a few feet. So just go up to people and put your hand there and just see if they have any energy coming off them. And some will and some don't. And if some don't, then now you're on your quest. You're on your vision quest to figure out who and what they are. You may want to walk around the corner of a store and look at them and see how their eyes look, see if they behave differently. And then the human, when you find a real one that has more spirit cloned energy in them, we'll say, is going to be different. So there are different types of clones. You have the real clone that is a clone that never changes. And it has a program that will run until they take the clone out of here, which could be maybe 10 years. A lot of clones, I think, maybe last about 10 years and the bones start to decay and they can't hold that frequency. And that's why you see a lot of the movie stars all of a sudden looking brand new again. And maybe it's about a 10 to 15-year cycle for them, depending on what alien race created them. And maybe also how much money they paid to have a clone body. But as you get cloned out, it happens every 10 minutes. But we got a caller, I think. Somebody out there?
Hi, caller. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Hi. Ron, I have a question, and it relates to what you're talking about with the clones. I've been experiencing this in my personal life since around 2000, with my personal family, and my question is, I have experienced about 7 years ago when my daughter left, and then I had went through those changes where I knew that they were no longer with us. Well, my question was, and I thought of it today, is, you know, we've been talking about this for the last couple of shows. You know, I went through a total grieving process when my daughter turned 18 and she left, and I knew that she was left, and I knew that whoever was with me was a perfect stranger to me. You know, with all the changes that she went through, you know, I wasn't aware of the clones, you know, 7 years ago, but I thought she was a walk-in. But going through that grieving process, you know, wouldn't it be, like, okay to run a deceased loved one's clearing on their spirit to get them back? Would that work?
That's very good. Very, very good. Yeah, you could do that. The spirit could get out of here, or at least be connected, where now it's typically not. So, yes, so that'd be a very good idea.
Okay, because I, you know, with my personal life, and, you know, you know the history of what happened to my son, with him, it's happened to all three of my children, and it happened to my husband. I was living with a clone, a total clone of him for a year, and, you know, at the time I just thought he was the walk-in, but he was a total clone. I mean, when I walked up to him, his eyes were like, they were like shining. They were, you know, the first thing I asked him was what kind of drugs he was on, because his eyes were so brilliant, and then I realized that he wasn't my husband, you know. And this, you know, so I've been going through this for a really long time, and I've been watching the people in my community changing, like, you know, day to day, and meeting them. And like I shared with you on the phone the other day, of, you know, just walking into a place to pay a bill, and, you know, and the people behind the counters, you know, their eyes are blackened over, and they keep you there. That, you know, you have to spend time in there. You know, it took me like an hour, you know, to pay a phone bill one day. So for my personal self, this has been going on for a really long time. But the deceased loved ones would work to bring a loved one back from the beyond, if we know that they're not with us anymore, then that's what I call to share.
Okay, yeah, that clearing could help the spirit. Typically, the spirit's around for maybe, you know, a month, at the most probably 3 months, and then the dark side takes it off in the forced reincarnation process. But the spirit could still be connected, once they were incarnated, because the light chip would look for that spirit signature. So
7 years, you know, would be way too late to do one, not for my daughter then?
Well,
What happened to her when she turned 18?
The clearing should help her. It should connect her spirit, like the spirit barcode clearing. So you want to get that off of, you know, her. The deceased loved ones is kind of similar, but I think the barcode would be the best one to get if she's already incarnated.
Okay.
And then naturally.
Well, that's what I called.
Yeah. And then the emotional one on that, we'll get rid of the emotional body from body hopping into friends and relatives and things.
Well, I know, but would you do that if the body is still with you? I mean, because I remember sharing that with my friends. I could sense that my husband's spirit was out everywhere, but yet, you know, I couldn't grieve him because a body was walking around in his place, you know, and he was having problems at work. He wasn't doing his work right. He had to change jobs. You know, I mean, there was a lot of turmoil going on. Only I knew what was going on. You know, I knew that there was this being in his place. And so, you know, personally, I've been going through this for a really long time. But would you be able to run an emotional body if there is a clone body walking around in that person's place?
Well, the emotional body won't be typically with that, I don't think. But the emotional body from the human would be, you know, around. So you may want to just get rid of that, because it'll probably try to come into you.
It does. That happens to me.
Body hops. And it may not resonate to the clone body. they may try to go in, and they might have some success in doing that, but really
it's
bodies from spirit, you know, from the earth spirit, so it's looking for light to connect to itself, and the body, human body would have that, even if it was created, you know, from the dung pile, which is what the clones are. So that's
so interesting, because I remember feeling his emotional body sitting on my chest, and I knew it was him. But you know, this other body was walking around, you know, with these beaming eyes. You know, he was dressed in a suit, and you know, he was normally a flannel shirt and jean guy, you know. And I just knew that, you know, it was just, you know, it was a really, you know, it was a traumatic thing to go through, because, you know, everybody, you couldn't really tell anybody, oh, my husband's a walk-in or my husband's a clone. But I wish I would have known that, like, you know, I wish I would have known you 10 years ago when all this was happening. But I don't know if he's back into his body now, you know, after this time, or do I still need to run those kind of clearings?
Yeah, it's hard to say. Yeah, I guess the question would be, where is his body that you know or knew at the time? You know, that's hard to say. Is his spirit with that body? Very possibly. Because the spirit goes in for the duration. And the spirit is the protection of the body. Unfortunately, you know, they're so, numbed out, and they have so little of spirit energy left because of all of the abduction processes of itself being sliced and diced up. But aside from that, that's what the spirit's made to do, or one of its jobs is to help to protect the body, because the body is its way of being creative here. That's why you want to keep your body temple sacred. But, I don't know what to say about that, but the clearings could probably help them. But I don't know what else to,
There's another caller.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Hi,
yes,
is there another caller on the line? Go ahead.
Yes, hello, Ron. Yes, Ron, what is the current issue, what I have right now?
I would just say the main issue would probably be tangent timelines from being abducted. What I saw happening tonight, I went through a whole bunch of, you know, driving for an hour. I went through a whole bunch of not necessarily abduction points, but it was energetic changes. So it was raining out like cats and dogs, with that expression. The trees were not moving. So I don't know if anybody's ever seen rain falling very, very hard, and you're not seeing leaves on a tree move or the branches move or sway in the wind, because it was windy. So I go, this is pretty weird. But, you know, we're on planet Earth here, so you got to kind of cut us some slack of what they're doing here. But that was kind of weird. There's something with an asteroid that I heard is coming, sun flare or something. Working on that issue, I saw like a space station with about 500 alien races out there, kind of praying everybody for the 2012 event here in December. So I'm after that too. I got rid of, I don't know, maybe not too many of them, maybe about 30 races so far. And I went up there, and they're trying to numb me out with some type of drug energies or something that you're breathing, which is probably why you put up a nano clearing. So if you do feel a little goofy someday, get on that clearing, and it may help you. So right now we're in battle with these energies here. And solar flare could be part of it. I'm not quite sure, but it's kind of a coincidence from that aspect. And there's a lot going on. So I think they're doing step a little bit early. Or maybe they're just trying to get their programs in place here. So So you are, and I just see the tangent timelines of abductions that could be happening. So you want to take care of those. Those ones that are going off a timeline and going sideways. And those are harder to discover because you don't know what's going on there. So that's what I would suggest. Look at that.
Abduction clearing.
So just do a timeline clearing and maybe put tangent timelines or something in it.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
This is also a correction light shift time.
Yep, we'll go to the, take you to the light shift. Yes, let's go, everybody.
Okay,
so
goodbye. Bye-bye.
Okay, so it's about that time, and almost half past. There it is, just changed here. And let's go to the light shift. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. This only is live for people listening to the program. If you're on an archive, you just need to feel the peace energy. That'll be going, you know, through my voice and to you during the process here. So here we go. And think of one particular physical issue, and we'll work on that for you. And if I go in other rooms, and that will be done also, but you're mainly just focusing on what your one physical issue that you're dealing with. So here we go. Going up, I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five, and you're there. You're out of time. You're bilocated. And going into the first room, and this room here is a room with yellow energy. So they're going to be putting yellow energies through us and around us. This energy connects to your spirit and goes through your body and also connects to your spirit of your body. And that's how these healings work. And you're being bilocated continuously during this process here. You may feel energies down here as you come back, and then you go again. So here we go. Let's go into another room, and we'll go into the room that has the deer energy. So here comes the deer. So one, two, three, four, and five. And I'll do six requests here. So do you have six requests one at a time for me, Kathy?
Yes, Ron. The first one is silver room.
Okay. Going to the silver room. Here we go. And this room also is connected to another location, which has the silver water. And you're going into kind of like a cylinder with bubbly water in it. And I guess you could probably look at it as maybe also not exactly correct, but like a hyperbaric chamber down here, but it's not the same, but it may look that way. So here we go, going into this room. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, next room, please.
White unicorn.
Okay, that sounds great. So here comes the white unicorn. So again, request your one physical healing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next room.
Pink flower room.
Okay, here we go. This pink flowers. We'll just go into a general room with flowers, but if you want to have pink, you can. And here comes the flowers. So stronger. And there's also like hummingbirds in the room, too. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay? Next room.
Okay, the dolphins.
Okay, there's different color dolphins, so we'll bring in the energy of the white dolphins. So here they come. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay? And next room?
The penthouse healing area.
Okay. So we're going to go up to the top of the light ship, and we're in a room that has... kind of like in the penthouse. It's like a dome that you can see outside of the light ship, like a glass dome. And you can request healing from either the light beings that are there and or ask the stars that you're seeing, other planets of light, they can do healings on you also. So remember, they're all here for the ascension process. And just request your healing. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three,
four, and five. Okay, next room, Kathy.
Ponies.
Ponies, huh? Okay, here we go. So let's bring in the little Palominos. So here they come. Don't you have your own specific pony you like to have? But they'll bring in the Palomino ones. So here they come. Stronger. And there's three of them. Just request your healing. Stronger. 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 And stronger. Remember, all these energies are the conduit for your healing that you're having on the light ship. So that's why they take physical form, physical appearance, and we can talk about them. They're invisible. They cannot help you. So next, Kathy, we have another room we can go into, you think?
Yes, the radiation detox room.
Oh, great. Okay, let's give that one a try here. So going in there, a lot of energy. So here we go, stronger. Now, if you guys feel a change on this here in your body, you know, I would definitely recommend doing the nano clearing. So here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Oh boy, stronger, 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 stronger. There we go. Stronger and stronger. Okay. Wow. I'll go into one more room if you have one more handy there, Kat, before we come back.
Sure. One more. Can we follow that up with some oxygen, like 54 or one of those others?
Sure. Okay. Well, yeah, we'll bring in 89 right now. That's what they're showing me. So here we go. Number 89, oxygen. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one more time. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. Okay, everybody, we'll come back from the light ship here. And remember, you're bilocated, you're still where you are, but you're going to feel the energy around your body shift as you come back. Right now, you are completely not connected to this timeline that you normally live on. So you're truly in the now. And look at the energies around you, and you notice that when you come back here, after I count to five, typically you're going to be back here when I count to three, but when you're here, you're going to feel things connecting, cording to you. Remember, the aliens use cordings, many things to people here to connect to them. So here we go, coming back down with your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plant. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay? So back to you, Kathy.
Oh, thank you so much, Ron. That was just marvelous as always. And there's been some good posts here for what people see. For example, Oscar saw the ponies and said they're like dog size. And Todd said he could feel the oxygen radiating in his head. Some people did feel the clearing. Shane said the healings were very intense. Heather said she feels slightly nauseous in the detox radiation room. So, let's see, Tom said that was heavy. So people felt the clearing different ways. They saw the stars up in the penthouse. Jamie said she saw the white and blue dolphins before you even said it. So let's see, and then they enjoyed the pink flower room. They saw the hummingbirds. Wanted to know about in the silver room if the balls of silver were conscious. Can you tell us about those, Ron?
Yeah, everything on the light ship is conscious, so everything does have spirit energy in it. So it is conscious, and it will listen to your request as you have healings and request healings. So this is the way it works. That's why you want to request one healing. Remember, the light sees you perfect. so they can't do anything to you unless I bring you into a room for a condition like we do at times, or you go into a room and the room is just there with different light beams in it, then you need to request what your healing is. And you're also in more rooms than I talked about, but that's what needs to be done. You need to request your healing in order to have it manifest for you. And on the light ship, you are fixed. If you're not fixed, when you come back down here each time, then that's because your invisible energetic bodies are holding a charge, which gave you your condition to begin with, and they're not cleaned out enough to have the healing actually take place with you 100%. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and Darlin, it's amazing what people can see. Darlin said, my head is getting fixed in the back. And Ron, can you explain a little bit more about the request? Bart was asking if it matters what is requested of the healing.
Well, the physical healing request wouldn't make any difference. You know, you could request anything. They may even work on something else if it's more harmful to you, whatever, you know, they see wrong with you. But typically it'll be what you're asking for almost all the time. Whatever you don't ask, you don't get, because they can't do anything in judgment. And so the rooms that I take to and myself, like the auction room, you're getting the auction room whether you request that or not. But the other rooms are designed for you to request your own personal healing. So, back to you, Kathy.
Thanks for that explanation. And Kelvin has a good question about his parts. He says, I have new parts in my head and jaw now. Were the other parts robotic or what?
Well, that's hard to say. So I guess the question is, you had something done to you that now you feel better. So I'm assuming that you're feeling better. And you want to know if what you had was robotic, artificial intelligent parts put inside of you. Let me look here. Very little light is what I see in them, so that could either mean that they were a clone part, maybe in a different body. Just very complicated. They can take a part from one clone body that they have maybe on the cold rack waiting to come in and put that into you, but it may not match the exact spirit energy at that particular time on that timeline. So it may not work properly, but it still is going to be okay. So it gets a little weird, but that's what I'm seeing. Let's just say that it's like getting a, I don't know, maybe if you look at cars, you have the parts that the dealer sells, and that could be the exact same part you're buying at a, you know, at an auto parts store, or it could be maybe a cheaper quality one at the auto parts store. And they could all be made in the same place. So it's hard to say, but they would all work typically. But maybe the aftermarket part that you have in your body is not going to work properly, but it will work. And I'd have a lot of longevity to it. So that's what I'm kind of picking up. The spirit energy on it was there, but it was really low. And that could even be from being abducted a lot, and they're concentrating on that particular body part or location. But, you know, it's hard to say exactly what's going on, but I would just say that it was low in spirit energy for your body. Maybe a different body it would have worked fine in, but this one it does not. So they recorrected that for you and gave you the real one. They manifested the real one. The real one that you had is probably somewhere else where you talk about in a dung pile. Remember, the aliens do eat people. And they have waste products, and the waste products is what they use to do their creations with. That's the manifestation energy. So they probably have a gigantic dung heap pile, which they maybe sell by the pound or something. And that's what they use to make their creations in darkness with. And it has spirit energy in it, but the spirit energy is really hard to look at and figure out who it belonged to, because of the way the process works in their digestive system. So the spirit is actually, well, like I say, sliced and diced, and it does hold light. That's why clones can come in and have light energy in them, because it is a creation of light, not 100% light, but it does hold some light, and that's what people have walking around with clone bodies, ones that change out every 10 minutes. The other clones that are here for years are much different. But those are true darkness energies. So, back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for that explanation to Kelvin, and I'm sure other people enjoyed hearing that too and learning more about the process of the healing. So, Ron, in conclusion here, you've got some thankful comments from Yolanda, Marcy, Sharina, Connie. They all wanted to say that they needed that and really felt wonderful that the healings worked. The healings do work in the now, and this was a sample of how it is when Ron takes us on the 8-hour intensive during each month that he holds 3 Sundays out of the month. And he treats us to the light ship on Saturday night, so you can experience for yourself and get a feel for how much healing is occurring there. You can listen to the comments and read them from others. And there's a lot of healing in these areas, and you just heard what Ron said. Just about anything and everything needs to be looked at and replaced or fixed. So it's a good thing to get on these intensives. And Ron's having a special right now in November where for the price of the intensives will include the weekly conference calls that are normally $200, but he's giving them for just $100. So it's a pretty good deal for all the healing you get for $300 per person. And now, Ron, Sharina's asking if it's possible that the November discount package deal for the healing on the light ship and the conference calls would be extended to the month of December. Have you considered that, Ron?
I haven't even looked at that yet. Possibly, I don't know. I don't. We'll see what happens near the end of the month here.
Yeah, well, I understand. Everyone's trying to plan their budget because December is usually a heavy spending month.
I'll do it for December then. So we'll do it for one more month.
Oh,
and then we also,
that's great.
And then we also have for everybody, if you're new, first Saturday of the year, I have a $20 call starting at 1 o'clock, and I think it's maybe the same length of call, which is a 4-hour call where we bring in the energies of the upcoming year that the Earth spirit, in a sense, although it's not here any longer, but it'll be the way it's going to be feeling throughout the year for month-to-month observation. So I'm not completely correct at what I'm saying because the light only works in the now, but it does have maybe a format, just like your water that you drink when you get it energized. If you get on the Wednesday calls, each container of water that you're drinking for one day, the next one takes over, and it's all like in a special sequential order. So what you'd be sampling would be what's happening in January and what's kind of planned for the Earth's ascension in the next month and continuing on through December. And even though it could change drastically, that's what is kind of in store. Basically, I'm not really saying this correct because it would sound like that. I'm telling you that the light film, which it is not, but it'll give you an idea of how you feel. In fact, I remember last year when I did it in January, I really felt something happening in October. That's what happened. This energy was coming through. So feeling the negative sides planned for what's happening. So back to you, Kathy.
I remember that day, Ron, and the energies. We can experience the energies really something else. So you're talking about January, the first Saturday in January, just for people listening and want to plan ahead. That would be January 5th, 2013. That's first Saturday in January.
Yes.
Okay,
and
great. Well,
all the energies 1 month at a time. So you can get an idea of what could be in store for you. Some people like to write down what they're sensing, what they feel. So they can kind of look at what they want to manifest for themselves in that month. So you get like a little heads up of what could be happening there.
Okay. And Ron, is that a conference call?
Yes, it'll be a conference call, yes.
Okay, perfect. And can you tell me again how many hours about, how long in length it is?
Well, I can't recall if I did water charging on the call or not. I may have. We sit with each energy for about 15 minutes. So, maybe 10 minutes to 15. So it could be a three-hour call probably. You know, if I do 4 an hour, then you got 12 months. So that'd be 3 hours. If we do water charging too, then that's another hour. So it all depends how fast it goes. But, you know, I would figure a four-hour call. And it could be an hour shorter, but we'll see.
Okay, that gives us a good idea. Sharina just posted in all bold letters that she really wants to say connected in December. I think she means on the light ship in quarantine. That's where I want to be too.
Yeah.
In December, especially. Okay, so thank you very much, Ron, for that, extending that wonderful discounted special to us. And this announcement today will give people a chance to plan for that. So you heard it tonight. Ron has extended the discount special to December for the conference calls and the 8-hour intensive. So great. So speaking of time, Ron, I was looking at the calendar, and we have exactly 6 weeks and 2 days until January 1st. So maybe we should do a little refresher about the alien barcodes you've got on your website, creationlightship.com, and just go take a look at them again and have everybody, you know, understand what they're for. I'm on your website right now.
Okay, so we got one for your spirit barcode. What that does, it takes off or reconnects you, let's put it that way. It'll take off the barcode, but you get reconnected to light. Remember, the light doesn't know that you're here. If you did clearings, it'll know a little bit, but when you get that one done, you're, like, locked in. Because it takes off that barcode where they abduct your spirit. Remember, if they abducted your spirit before ascension, then, you know, the light will never find you. If they take you and you have that clearing, then automatically they're connected to you, and they will probably start battling the darkness instantly during that process. So that's one clearing. So that's for your spirit. The other one is the abduction barcode. That's for your body. And a lot of people have that one on, many times sometimes. And if you've ever felt you've been abducted, really consistently, there's two ways to look at this clearing. Okay. One way to look at it is for the person listening who doesn't like to sleep at night, is afraid that they're going to see things that they don't want to see, might feel themselves getting poked and prodded. They need to change their bed location every maybe half an hour or so. They get pinpricks in their feet. So that's the abduction one that you'd want to do, along with, after you get that, then do the alien attack page and get into there and, put the light beam up for the whole night. But that's for the body abduction. So that's how they take you. Remember, everybody is abducted. Some people are a lot more aware of what's happening. And so the people that are more aware, then you can look at them and say, Jake, geez, you know, this person here, or I'm abducted, so are my parents, my grandparents, and they go down the family line, you know, going back to the get-go, and they abduct people, and you're just one of the specimens, because they probably have altered you you know, in your genetics as you were, you know, a fetus. So you want to get that one off of you. The other one is the death barcode, and that gets the energies off from your natal chart. Remember, they're from your natal chart that the aliens put on you because they know you're going to be leaving sometime, and they want to know when you're leaving, and they're predicting when you're leaving, and they're doing things to you to get you to leave and causing you more misery as you get older. And the other clearing that we have for the barcode is the 2012 abduction barcode, and that's what people are probably going through right now. And that's why you're seeing people being cloned out, because they're probably not coming back here ever again. So that's why that clearing is put up, to keep you from being abducted, again, knowing that the light knows that you're here, and getting those special alien codes off of you that will facilitate that process. So that's the barcode for that. So those are probably the four main ones. The other ones, too, but those ones are the ones that you probably really want to get into. Then also do that 2,000 Year of Darkness barcode. That's a free clearing for you. And that may make you understand more of what we're talking about, because they put that on people to numb them out. So that and doing that nano clearing are two very, very good clearings. I think the nano one is maybe $25 or something. And that one is very good. Looks like our time is kind of moving on here.
Yes. So, Ron, may I just add that the Ascension 2012 barcode removal that you just mentioned is $50. You had reduced the price back in January so that people would have plenty of time to buy it and use it. You also upgraded it in April to include all of the alien races that were commonly known so that people could scan through that list. It's the same list of alien races that's on the alien attack page, and just hit those alien races one by one. And with 6 weeks left, you know, till the end of the year, this is kind of a heads up to get going on it if you haven't already, because some of those alien races, you know, each of those removals takes about 10 hours. So it takes a little bit of time and planning and doing all these removals, but well worth it. And there's also archives that Ron has posted on his website. You look under BBS icon and look under archives. Go back to January, February, March, and you'll be hearing a lot of the programs discussing the barcode removals. And it was quite a big topic back then, and discussed a lot and very thoroughly. So we just wanted to mention it tonight so everyone could remember to keep that updated and, you know, to pursue it some more if they needed to. So thank you very much, Ron, for the wonderful healing visit to the Creation Light Ship. We seem to all have needed that, and we'll benefit from it. And I want to remind everyone to send your questions to clfquestions@yahoo.com. And our next program will be on Monday, Station 1.
Okay, thank you, Kathy, and good night, everybody. Blessings.
Good night, Ron. Good night, everyone.